Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature an interview with the legendary John Akers, who's back again with a new company and a new product, the Foundation System, to once again shake up the gaming industry. This week's program is brought to you by Konami Gaming. Stay tuned for later in the show, and we'll be talking about their G2E premieres. John Akers is already in the American Gaming Association's Gaming Hall of Fame. He got there by inventing several breakthrough technologies today widely used in the industry, such as the first player tracking system, progressive jackpots, bonusing, and more. He sold his previous companies to major manufacturers, but now he's back with another idea. He founded Akers Manufacturing Company to promote Foundation, a system that reports data from every slot machine in real time and can change any slot machine's credit meter on command, allowing executives to reward players immediately. Akers Manufacturing has also other products that make the way a casino interacts with customers easier and more transparent. He spoke with me via Zoom from his offices in Las Vegas in July. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is John Akers. John is a member of the Gaming Hall of Fame, and he's just started his fifth company. John, that's pretty amazing. The successes you had throughout the industry and certainly reflected in your election to the Gaming Hall of Fame. What makes the new company, Akers Manufacturing, different from EDT, Micon, Akers Gaming, and all the others?
Well, it's very different, very much the same. We've always been about creating a fantastic experience for players that is simultaneously profitable for casinos, and there's always opportunity to improve that.
Sure.
Especially as technology improves. We're technologists. We create hardware and write software that connects the equipment and the systems to the player for the casino's benefit. And as that technology changes, we come up with new opportunities.
Sure. Well, we know there've been a whole lot of data coming in through the industry, and then usually they don't really know how to interpret that. How is your new foundation system able to do that better than anything else in the past?
Well, we started with the premise that it's not enough to do a weekly email or a monthly mailer; that we needed to know in real time what's happening.
Sure.
So existing systems, which I invented and designed, sold my last company to IGT, and they're still selling that Advantage system today, they were designed to measure your total play by theoretical win.
Right.
And then sort those in descending order by theoretical win, and call the top group the platinum, and the middle group the gold, and the bottom group the silver.
Right.
And what we found since the age of Amazon and Google is that people expect a lot more personalization, that we have opportunities to deliver bonuses in real time. But part of what we need to know about that is credit meter balance.
Right.
And we need to know, are you almost out of money? Do you have a lot of money left? Because when we deliver a bonus, it's very contingent upon that. We also need to know if you are winning in the moment or losing in the moment. If you just won $100, it's probably not a very effective thing to give you another 10 in a bonus.
Sure.
On the other hand, if you're down to 3 credits left, a $10 bonus might well be appreciated at that moment. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to have this very careful timing of the delivery of what we call free play and things like that.
Sure. Right
now. We know that there's a lot of inefficiencies in how players are bonused that seem very reasonable 25 years ago, but that need to be updated.
Yeah.
And our system, Foundation, is designed to collect literally 100 times more information per gameplay, including the timing of each button pressed. Do you press bet one, or bet max? Are you starting with a $20 bill or a $100 bill? Mm-hmm. And to report all of that within a half a second of the time that occurs.
Okay.
That's 100 times more data per game, and typically about 1,000 or 2,000 times more data per player session
Okay.
than existing systems.
And so how are these bonuses decided upon? Is this something that the artificial intelligence will decide, or will a casino executive decide it, or how does that work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we collect the data, and then we provide a path mm-hmm. that lets casinos add credits to a game or offer double jackpot time, right. A variety of other things. So the casino can decide what tool that they wish to use to take this raw data and then make a decision and deliver a bonus. We will also create applications that do those things. And we have 146 issued patents around some of those ideas. Mm-hmm. But one of the other things that Foundation is very different on is it's designed to be a module. Okay. It's designed so that instead of, I'll liken it to the old Microsoft Office applications where you had to take them all. They're right. all bundled right. together. They're all integrated.
Yeah.
And the more modern thing is, well, I want some of this and I want some of that and a little bit of the other. And so we design Foundation so that a casino can use our app mm-hmm. or they can use a third-party app, because every shred of data that we collect, we deliver through an API that's available to anyone without any extra cost, without any extra testing, is there.
Okay.
And so we see an opportunity, just like the Apple phone did, to see a thriving app store kind of business.
Okay.
Where there's lots and lots of innovation.
Okay. So is Foundation designed to replace the legacy casino management programs?
Over time, mm-hmm. but right now it's meant to supplement.
So okay.
The other thing that we did with Foundation is design it. It's the first system that can be installed alongside of another system. Mm-hmm. So when we, let's say the casino wants to implement cashless wagering, they can take Foundation and put it in, keep everything that's running on the existing system,
right?
Everything, mm-hmm. and then have cashless on top. Then they can move one application at a time from the existing system over to Foundation. Mm-hmm. And the other difference with Foundation is that the whole thing is designed with mobile in mind.
Right.
All the other systems were designed in the desktop era.
Right.
If you want to process a hand-paid jackpot, you're running into the back room, you're right. going out to the machine, you're taking down some information about the player, you say, excuse me for a minute, you're running into the back room, you're getting on a desktop computer, you're getting paperwork together, and you're bringing that back out.
Right.
Our view of the world is that's all going to be handled on a mobile device. Mm-hmm. We already have our Kai mobile dispatch system installed in like 36 casinos around the country. So
right.
we've got a lot of experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
That
right. works. Sure.
But we see the opportunity over time to give casinos right now bonuses or cashless wagering that they want right now, mm-hmm. but then eventually replace all of those older methods
right.
with newer, more efficient methods.
Okay. So how scalable is Foundation? Can you get it in a small Indian casino versus a huge corporate entity?
The smallest installation that we could do reasonably is two machines.
Really?
And the largest, there's no limit.
Yeah.
We're doing, we've got sales going on with casinos with 4,000, 5,000 machines, no problem. We got sales going on with casinos that have 20, 30 properties mm-hmm. that are all connected.
So how does Foundation handle all the data that comes in? You mentioned 100 times more data. I mean, do you have to have huge servers and things of that nature?
You know, huge is a relative word, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
If we were talking about this in 1995,
right.
we'd say, oh my gosh, you need a ginormous server. Today, it's just a normal, everyday sort of a thing. It
right.
all depends on how much data you want to store.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the information the internet stores and how effortlessly
right.
they store. I mean, terabytes and terabytes of storage every day. And with the casinos, even if you store everything, you're looking at a few gigabytes a day. It's really
right.
very small.
Okay. All right. Great. So a lot of the issues with the previous casino management systems have been training of the casino employees. You have all these great things that the system will do, but they don't know how to use it. How are you helping the casino employees to really understand how to use Foundation?
Well, one of the first steps is to stop presenting raw data to the employee and saying, make sense of this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we have these intelligence agents embedded in our system that decide, for example, our CHI, our mobile dispatch system, automatically takes in the information from the machine. Let's say it's a paper empty problem, mm-hmm. the ticket printer. It will then assign that to the nearest available qualified person to do that task. We don't just say, there's paper empty now, have a dispatcher get on and tell someone.
Sure.
We just tell Joe Smith, go to machine 1482 and replace the paper.
Right.
So by turning it into specific directions instead of a bunch of information from which they have to absorb, mm-hmm. we get rid of a lot of that training problem.
Sure. Okay.
They just do what the instruction says, and everything works out fine.
Okay.
Our team at GGB recently announced winners of this year's Gaming and Technology Awards. Konami has been awarded the first place gold medal in one of the most competitive categories, Best Slot Product. This title was awarded to the Dimension 49J, the first in a whole series of Dimension cabinets shown at G2E. The original Dimension 49J has demonstrated incredible success, and as we're seeing at G2E, it is adding series like Bull Blitz, Lucky Envelope, and BattleBots to its library. Learn more by visiting KonamiGaming.com/premiums. Now back to our podcast.
So let's say I'm a player on a game and you're going to give me a bonus, but you know, at my age, I don't understand how that appeared on my machine, the credits. I mean, can you actually have a host come over and present it to them in person so that they know what's happening?
Absolutely, and you're right, Roger. There's a range of player expectations. If we take one group that's very mobile savvy, they
right.
send it to their phone. And I want to be careful there because a lot of people have the perception that it is older people that can't manage their phone.
Right.
And that's just not true.
That's not true. No.
We have people of every age. You know, I'm 68, my wife's 67. We spend all of our time on our phones, and we feel like we're quite adept at managing things. And you know, well beyond. People are on Facebook
sure.
and Instagram and all that everywhere. But there's still the divide of people that want one thing or another. And that ability to dispatch humans in the casino, mm-hmm. whether it be a service tech or a host,
right.
is really important.
Yeah.
So if we feel like this is your first time to get a bonus, we can automatically route that to a host who will come over, introduce themselves, explain the bonus and give it to you, and then learn from you whether or not you would prefer to always have a host
right.
or if you'd like to have the electronic delivery. Now, if your spend is $20 a week, you might not be given the option of
sure,
always
right.
having the host
yep.
deliver because there's a cost to it.
Sure.
But if you're spending $1,000 a week on average, then yeah, I'm sure that the casino's happy to mm-hmm. to send that host
sure.
over to Greenwood.
Sure. So tell us how this works with cashless. I mean, obviously, this is the big trend in the industry now. Resorts World Las Vegas just opened, you know, with the ability to go totally cashless. How do you deliver that to the customer? I mean, I know Resorts World really insisted on just one app, their loyalty, player loyalty app. How does that work with Foundation then?
They did, and you know, and Resorts did a good job with what they had to work with. And by the way, Kai, that mobile application
right.
is at Resorts.
Sure.
But what we've seen wrong with that experience is it creates a fair bit of friction. You have to take out your phone.
Right.
And you have to say, I want to transfer this much money
mm-hmm.
To the casino from my bank account to the casino account. Put your phone away, get out your player card, insert it, log in, put in your PIN number, and now transfer money from your casino wallet to the game.
Right.
Our system is purely mobile centric.
Mm-hmm.
Take out your phone, you say, I want to take $100 from my bank account
right.
to the casino account. You hold your phone close to the machine that you want that money transferred to. The money's transferred and you're done.
Okay. So it is truly mobile, almost like Apple Pay or something like that.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's our goal, is to emulate what consumers expect in the everyday world.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you go into a store and you take out your phone to pay for something, you just hold it in front of the little device there.
Right. You don't have to go, oh, here's my player card. I got to insert that.
Right.
And do this or that.
Yeah. Okay.
Or scan a QR code or any of those things. Those are unnecessary frictions if you start with a brand new platform.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like Foundation has some applications for responsible gaming as well, right? I mean, if you can tell exactly how much is spending and if their behavior changes, I mean, you can go have somebody go over and check them, make sure they're okay.
Yes, and you can also give players the opportunity to set their limit before they even arrive.
Right.
Just say, I only want to be able to transfer $80 from my bank account to the casino in one night.
Okay, great. So you've got another product there, a poker analyzer. Tell us how that works and why that's advantageous to a casino to have operating.
Well, here in Nevada, especially, video poker is really important.
Right.
It's a very popular game. But there's a variety of player skill levels. And poker is the ultimate skill game.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
We talk about skill-based games. But
right.
Video poker,
it's been there forever.
If you don't know how to play, is a high-margin game for the casino.
Right.
And also, it's a higher-margin game for the casino for those people that want to chase the big win, that want to chase the royal flush.
Right.
Where it's a very low-margin game for what we'll call the advantage players,
mm-hmm.
who sit there and they calculate in their head exactly where the maximum return is, and they'll play for hours and hours, and that's fine too. But one group of people gets about a 99% return.
Right.
Another group of people gets about an 85% return.
Right.
So what we do is we can attach to a game. Our system is already attached to the game. We can take the data that we collect, we can run it through an analysis of how you're playing over, say, the course of 100 hands.
Okay.
And we can predict from there what kind of a player you are and what kind of margin the casino can hold.
Okay.
And we can update that as you continue to play. Now the casino can say, oh, Roger, you're always chasing a royal flush. We're making a 14% hold for you. Really, that's too much. That's more than what we want to take from you because it denigrates your time. So we're going to throw you some extra bonuses that the 99% player isn't going to get on the same machine.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, so many times, you see the fine print in the player's card. You know, video poker only returns 2% versus 5% for a regular slot machine. So if you can tell a player, is a higher value player for you, you can return them what a slot player would get, I imagine.
Absolutely. And the other thing we want to do with that is, instead of saying, oh, here's a $10 worth of free play and all the simple stuff that we've been doing for the last 25 years, instead on a poker game, perhaps say, oh, you've been dealt this hand.
Right.
If you get a royal flush on your draw from this, we'll pay you double the normal royal flush amount because we can calculate what the odds are.
Sure.
We can give you incentives to chase the higher jackpot, to increase the yield to the casino a little bit, increase the fund to the player by a lot.
Okay.
Without being just reliant upon the basic odds.
Okay. That's very interesting, and I like that idea, because you can certainly make more money off of a bad video poker player than you can off of an expert, that's for sure.
But if we mistreat that bad player,
and
we allow them to lose at an alarming rate, they're going to hold it against us. They're going to say that experience is no fun.
Sure. And
so
then
we want to leave. We're not going to take anything away from the advantaged player. We're just not going to give them anything more. But to the disadvantaged player, the one that's out there for emotional fun, to achieve a big win, we're going to give them extra chances to win.
Right. Well, that's really impressive. I like that. So you have, what other products are in the pipeline for Acres Manufacturing?
Well, it's just variations of that. So for example, we think that free play is something we invented back at Acres Gaming
Days, sure.
And has been used ever since. But we think that it is abused. It's it's applied too liberally.
Yes.
That it tends to denigrate the game, and it tends to create a level of player expectation. With Foundation, we're able to, instead of saying, here's $10 for free play, we're able to say, gee, here's a bonus.
Yeah.
For the next five jackpots that you hit above $5, we'll double it.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you get your reward by continuing to spin.
I see.
There's never, we would like to stop the practice of giving people casinos money to play for free and give them greater opportunities to win on their own money where the outcome is variable, because we already know that the people that go to the casinos are there to chase winning experiences.
Sure, right.
And we just want to give them more dynamic winning experiences that offer them periods of extra chances to win.
Okay, that's great. So, like all your other previous companies were privately held. You got plans to go public with Acres Manufacturing. Why the change in strategy with this company?
Well, it's not. Acres Gaming was a public company.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Became a public company, and EDT was a public company. Right. So, this is something that we've been down the path on before.
Right.
The reason for being a public company is normally to get financing. That's not our primary reason. Our primary reason is that it allows us, first of all, to offer a currency to our employees that they can measure and see its worth. They can see how their work every day is contributing to their own wealth because of the stock options.
Sure, right.
But it also creates a much easier regulatory environment for us.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, most jurisdictions regulate private companies differently than they do public companies.
Right.
If you're a private company and you have a 1% shareholder, in some jurisdictions a 1/10% shareholder, they've got to be called forward for licensing. If you're a public company, the threshold is 5% or 15%. So we can move from where virtually every investor in the company has to be licensed, including the employees, to where only a very few of the biggest ones do.
Okay, great. So, you know, you've always had a very talented team in all your companies. I know your son Noah is involved heavily in Acres Manufacturing. And who else is making a major contribution to this company so far?
Well, we've always had a good friend, Mark Daly.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with me for darn near 30 years now,
from
the Acres Gaming days onward.
Right.
Alan McCollum, our patent attorney, has been with us for 30 years as well. We're all getting a little old, but that's how it goes. And then there's a whole variety of other people in there. A guy named Dan Y has
Making
some big contributions. Scott Boyd, who was with us at Acres Gaming, is also here. So I think we're up to 38 employees now, and we're heading towards 100 pretty quick.
Great. I'd
like to think that everybody's making a contribution.
Yeah, no question about it. So you were elected to the Gaming Hall of Fame 5 years ago, and you're still going strong here. Are you ever going to retire or what?
You know, I don't look at myself as working.
Right,
To the extent that I can cause Noah and everybody else to handle all the meetings and the bureaucracy,
right,
and I get to focus on the ideas, it's something that's a lot of fun to do.
Sure. Like Steve Wynn developing the resorts, the great resorts he makes, and he lets other people run them, I guess, right?
Right, absolutely. and there are far better administrators and executives than me, but I've had a little bit of luck with coming up with new ideas.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's what I want to fix.
Just a little bit of luck. Well, John, I'm excited about this company. I'm really I really think you got something going here, and let's stay in touch and make sure we touch base with you every step along the way, because you know, you always come up with something new, and I can see already you got more some great ideas in this company. So let's definitely stay in touch.
Thank you, Roger. Look forward to it. You don't need.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Visit KonamiGaming.com/premium for more of the year's best slot product, Dimension 49J. To learn more about John Acres and his visionary products that have moved the industry forward, visit GGBMagazine.com. And don't miss P3 Magazine for all the progressive products at this year's G2E. For all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the recovery from the pandemic, delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, sign up for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. And don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes and Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.